Hey, it's Candy. Did you know that I have a quiz to help coaches choose their niche? Yeah, I do. It's super popular and it has been taken more than 20,000 times. This is a fun quiz that takes you about 2 minutes to do, and it will probably give you way more clarity on choosing your best coaching niche. So now, whether you say niche or niche, it's going to work for you. And if you're a coach and you have been stuck in niche indecision, wondering what to do, then you should take my quiz and find out what you learn. You can take the quiz today at coachnichequiz.com. That's coachnichequiz.com. Okay, let's dive into this week's episode. Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hi there, and welcome to this week's episode of She Coaches Coaches. I am so glad you're here. Now, today, we've got something a little bit different, and I'm super excited to share it with you. We are diving into an exclusive excerpt from one of my most popular masterclasses, How to Thrive as a Coach. And in this episode, we're going to be focusing on essential steps to creating a coaching package. You're going to learn all about coaching packages and even get some practical advice on how to create your own package. This episode has something for you if you're a seasoned coach, or if you're looking to refine your offerings, or if you're a newer coach just starting your coaching journey. This is an episode packed with valuable guidance. Through engaging examples and actionable tips, you're going to get clarity on how to align your coaching package with the needs of your dream clients and deliver transformational results. So whether you're eager to launch your first package or elevate your existing offerings, this episode is your roadmap to success. Get ready to unlock the secrets to creating an impactful coaching package that is going to resonate with your audience and be an irresistible offer to them. It's going to drive meaningful change for you. Without further ado, let's dive into this insightful excerpt from my How to Thrive as a Coach masterclass.
How do you create a coaching package? The four steps that you need. So these are the four steps. You need to research, you need to build it, then you price it, then you name it. So let's start with research. So when I think research, this is what research solves. New coaches who are just unsure how to build a package, they have these questions. I have no idea what my package should be about. Or I have too many ideas. I don't even know which one to choose. And that's what research helps us solve. So we start with ourselves. Outline your expertise. Literally, create a big, long list of all the things that you've got experience in. And then make sure you eliminate all the things that you didn't enjoy. Right? So maybe you are excellent at negotiation, but if you hate negotiation, get it off your list. So you want a list of your experience, your skills, the things that you're good at, the things that you've learned, the things that you've overcome. Then you know yourself. Now, who do you want to help? If you've been in my world for a while, you know that I use the term dream client. So this is the place where you choose the kinds of people that you love to support, that you love to help. Who do you want to help? That's your next step in your research. Then what do those people, your dream clients, what do they want help with? So you see how we're building up a whole bunch of information? You know yourself, you know your who, and then what do those dream clients want your help with? And I'm going to tell you, one of the easiest ways is for you to ask them. So often brand new coaches, they start with a very small pilot program where they're actually coaching people. And in that working with people, they're hearing, what are those people really wanting help with? That is research, where you're going to use that research to create your coaching package. And I want you to remember this one thing. I haven't really alluded to this yet, but I don't want to lose sight of this, is that your coaching package actually is individualized. So you may have themes as you help your client walk across that bridge from problemville to desired outcome. You might have themes that you know that you want to cover, but within each coaching session, your client is going to bring their individual life, their individual situation, their individual wins and challenges. And in that way, even though you've got these themes that you're doing over the sessions, it is completely individualized to your client. So it never becomes a cookie cutter. It's always something that has helpful steps, walking them to the outcome. But then there's always this dance between the coach and the client, making sure that it really is individualized for them. Finally, you've got all this information. You've got about you, you've got who you want to help, what kind of help do they want. Now you're going to create something that I call the promise. And the promise is another way. It's a statement that says, this is the transformation I'm going to help you get. Or, I have the solution to help you get the result you want. So an example for you would be this. I have a small digital program that I offer for brand new coaches. And the promise of that program is I will help you sign your very first paying clients. That's it. Simple. You take that program. You do that. You'll know everything that you need to sign your first few paying clients. That's the promise of that program. You see how it's simple and one small statement. So catch your breath. We've covered a ton. We've talked about research. Now, how do we build a coaching program? You've got all this information. You've got notes everywhere. What do you do to build it? So when you're building a program, this is what it does. You might be thinking, gosh, I don't even know where to start. Or how long should my program be? What order should my steps be in? How many sessions should it be? It feels so confusing. Building your program, learning how to build your program actually helps you answer all of these questions. It solves these questions. So the first thing is you're thinking not what you want, but what your client wants. So you're always keeping in the back of your mind, I'm doing this to help my client in the best way that I can. And you're designing it for your dream clients. You're not designing it for your spouse. You're not designing it for your friend. You're not designing it for your family members. You're designing it with your dream client in mind only. This is a huge thing that I see happen with coaches is they design a program for their dream client, but then they go and ask their spouse, what do you think? What do you think, dear? But if the spouse isn't familiar with the dream client, their opinion, while they may support you 100% and want you to do this, they may not actually have an opinion that really is helpful. The only opinion that matters is the opinion of your dream client, and can you help them? The next thing you do is you outline the steps. You've got information. You're going to sit down at a quiet desk in a quiet space, and you're going to think, okay, they want to go from here to here. This is what I hear that I can support them with. This is a place that I have a skill with. This is something that my dream client wants help with. What are the steps in any order? You might have 100 steps. You might have 20 steps. You might have 5 steps. All the steps that you can think that's going to get them from A to B. And then you go back and you look at those steps and you eliminate all the fluff. And maybe you do this over a couple of days. You have a big piece of paper and you have all these things on there. And you go back and you look and you go, oh, you know what? I don't really need to do that. Oh, that's nice and I like it. But it really isn't a necessary step. Eliminate the fluff. Then you start to think, oh, okay, I've got these steps. How often do I like to talk to people? Do I like to talk to them every other week? Do I like to talk to them weekly? Do they need a little bit of additional support? Maybe a bit of email support. How many steps have I kind of ended up with? And if you're not quite sure where to start, I would always suggest that you try 6 steps or 12 steps. If you have too many steps, it's too big. That bridge is too long. You want to get people across that river, but you don't want to get them across the ocean. So maybe you need to make it a little bit of a smaller outcome. Instead of, you know, if you had somebody who wanted to lose a bunch of weight, instead of, I'm going to take you from where you are to your goal weight, maybe that's too long. Maybe they need to know how to lose 10 pounds. And once their confidence is up, they could lose another 10. So look at, how big is your bridge? Is it too big? That's a question you want to be thinking. And there's this tip. You can use what the post-it note strategy. Now, I got this photo. It's not mine, but I actually couldn't find my photo that I used when I was designing my most recent coaching package. So what you do is this. You've got your list of steps. And on each post-it note, you're going to write that step. And then you're going to line those post-it notes up, maybe on your kitchen counter, maybe on the wall in the hallway, and then you're just going to leave it. And then you're going to come back and you're going to put them in order of what you think would be a good order. And then you're going to leave it again for go have dinner, go do something else, and come back and look at it again. And maybe you find that there's a little bit of change that needs to be happening with your post-it notes. Maybe one you forgot, oh my goodness, before they learn this skill, they have to learn this skill. So make sure that you've got that in order. There's going to come a time where you'll even look at those post-it notes and you might find one that's still a little bit too much. Like, oh, you know what? I don't need that step after all. I could see how this will work. Once you've got those post-it notes in the right order, you take a photo of them and then you don't lose your order. And that is essentially the structure of your program. So we've talked about research. We've built it. Now, how much do you charge for it, right? People always ask me, I don't know what to charge. What do you think I should charge? Is it too much? But if I charge too little, people won't take me seriously. Or even this, asking for any money makes me feel nervous. So as you're thinking about the price, you're going to think about the value of the transformation. That's where you start. And by the value of the transformation, this is how I would give you an example. Say, let's just stick with this idea of weight loss. So say your client and your coaching package is to help them lose a certain amount of weight. Now, how valuable is that to your client? Well, think about the short-term and the long-term ramifications of having this lost weight. Perhaps their long-term health is better. Perhaps they can minimize some chronic health issues that they've been struggling with. Maybe they feel so much better about themselves, they get that zip back in their step. Maybe they realize that, gosh, now that I'm feeling better about myself, the relationships are better. They feel more comfortable with their friends and family. They feel more comfortable with themselves. What is the value of that, right? You know, when I think of the value of that, to me, it feels like almost like I can't come up with the number. To have somebody's long-term health and their short-term health improved, to improve how they feel about themselves and to improve their relationships. But when you start to settle into how valuable that result is, it puts you in a place where now you're ready to think of a number. So if you price that number too high, you're never going to be able to say it. you won't be able to say the words when it comes time to inviting someone to work with you. So that's one thing. That's on the one side. And then if you are, when you're just starting out, it is so much easier to price it as what I call a no-brainer or an easy yes. You say a number and it's like, oh my gosh, that is such an amazing deal for what I'm getting. That's a great place for you to start. It's not, you're not going to stay there forever, but let's get you started signing clients, working with your program, and then you can charge more. And that's what this is saying here. Once you're working with clients and they're getting the results, you can always increase your price. That is completely up to you. So look at how far we've come in designing your coaching program. We've researched it, got all that information. You've built it. You've priced it. And now finally, what do you call it, right? What do you name your coaching program? So this is an interesting sticking point for coaches. They may have a wonderful program, but they're like, I don't know what to call it. Everybody else's program sounds so great. They sound so eloquent. What do you think I should call it? So here's my first thoughts for you. Put the result in the name. And I've got a couple of examples so you can see. And make you name it simply, clearly, something that's easy to remember. There is nothing worse than standing up at a networking event and introducing yourself and saying, and I help people through my coaching program name. And if it's too long and complicated or you can't remember it, it puts you in not the best state, right? Makes you feel embarrassed. So here's some examples. Get It Done Career Changer, or Get Unstuck, Get Fulfilled, or Solo Parenting Success. Do you see how these three names are very clear what's going on here? You've got somebody who wants to change careers and they want to take action. Very clear. Get Unstuck, Get Fulfilled. This is for somebody who's been feeling like they're kind of stuck in their life. And it's like, you know what? I want a better life. Solo Parenting Success. It's for parents who are solo. Maybe they're newly solo. Maybe they've been solo for a while, but they really want some support in their parenting. They want those better relationships with their kids. So look at how far we've come. We've talked about coaching packages. What's a coaching package? We've talked, why is a coaching package important? I've shown you the four steps to designing the package. Now, let's look at a couple of examples together, just so you can see how it all comes together. All right. So, examples. If I was a coach, and which I am, obviously, if I was a newer coach and I didn't know how to create a coaching package, I would take a slide like this, and I would, after my coaching package is designed, make sure I can fill in every one of these blanks. When I can do that, I am ready to offer my coaching package out in the world. What's the name of your coaching package? What's the promise? Remember, the promise is that simple statement that says, this is what the outcome is of working with me. How many sessions is your coaching package? How often? Weekly? Every other week? Monthly? And what's the price? This one thing is the description at a high level of your coaching package. Now, you know that you've got a number of sessions in your package. And I've got some examples for you of a couple of numbers of different packages where you can kind of look and see what I mean by what do you do in each session. And so here is one filled out. So a simple highlight sheet of knowing exactly what your coaching package is. So when you fill in a sheet like this, what's the name? In this case, Get Unstuck, Get Fulfilled. What's the promise? Understand your own obstacles to living the life you are meant to live and chart a course to a fulfilling next chapter. How many sessions in this coaching package? 6. And we're going to talk every other week. And what's the price? $1,000. There you go. That's that coaching package in one fell swoop. You can see exactly what's involved with that. Every blank is filled in, so you know you're ready to offer it to the world. So we've gone, let me just go back and show you what I'm getting to here. So we've talked about this overview. Now, in this case, this one is six sessions. The first example is more, but you're going to get the point. Once I know how many sessions, and I have my step-by-step across the bridge, this is where I would list out my sessions. This is for myself as a coach, so I know my own guideline. What am I going to be doing with my client session by session to help them get where they're going? So in this example, the package is healthy weight loss. And in the first session, you're going to talk about the baseline. What's your vision? What do you want? What's a reasonable goal? How are you going to feel when that happens? The next is, what's the role of compassion and self-care in weight loss? Then third session, we talk about hydration and sleep and eating nutritious food. And on and on and on we go. So you see, this particular coach has gone through that, how to build a coaching package, and they've created this as their package. This is their bridge that's going to help people go from one side to the other. Another, get unstuck, be unstoppable. This is a six-session package where you start by learning about stress. And how does it affect you? You learn about your inner critical voice, that voice of self-doubt. And what do you do about it? How can you turn down the volume? You tap into your own internal wisdom in session number three. Then you work on your values. You learn how to get a new perspective on your thoughts. And then finally, in this six-session package, you learn how to rekindle the joy in your life. Remember the things that you used to love to do. Bring some creativity and fun and laughter into your life. As soon as you do these six sessions, sure as shooting, you're not going to be feeling so stuck. You're going to start to feel alive again. You're going to start to feel unstoppable.
Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.